由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
For those of you who are joining us for the first time,
如果你是今日第一次收听天路导向的话，
We are glad you joined us.
我们非常之欢迎你。
And I hope that you will join us in the next broadcast as well.
咁当然，我哋希望你下一次嘅广播或者以后嘅广播继续收听。
And those of you who have not written to us, go ahead and send us a note and tell us how you think and feel about this program.
亦都欢迎你咧写信嚟到俾我哋，同我哋分享你对天路导向嘅意见同埋感想。
Well, we are in the middle of a study about the awesomeness of the grace of God.
我们正在研读关于奇异神恩的一系列信息。
I said many of us have used the word grace in everyday living.
我知道今天有很多人会用恩典这个字在你的生活当中。
Whenever we hear of someone who is no longer the boss's favorite employee,
当我们听见有些人是不再是老板里面的红人了，
We say he has fallen from grace.
我们会说他失宠了，他没了老板的恩宠了。
Whenever we hear of someone who committed a public sin and we discover that sin,
当我们听到有些人犯了法，被人发现了，
We say he has fallen from grace.
我们会说，他堕落了，他从恩典里面堕落了。
Whenever we know of someone who turned away from the faith,
当我们知道有些人决定不信基督教的时候，
We say that he has fallen from grace.
我们会说，哎，他没了恩典了。
In the epistle to the Galatians, the apostle Paul uses the term fallen from grace.
我们见到在加拉太书，是保罗写的信，他用了从恩典里面堕落这一句说话。
But he means something very different by it from what we mean by it.
但是他所讲的意思和我们平日用的意思有很大的分别。
Let me give you time so you can open your Bible to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1.
现在我给你时间，请你去翻开圣经加拉太书第五章由第五节开始。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起去读一下。我们要读的是《圣经新约加拉太书》第五章由第五节开始的。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，要去等候我们盼望的公义。原来在耶稣基督里面，受割礼、不受割礼，全部都没用的，唯独是让人去发出仁爱的信心先有功效的。你们向来呢跑得好的，有哪个能够去拦阻你们呢？叫你们不去顺从真理呢？这样的劝导，其实就不是出于那个要召你们一起的人。一些的面酵能够使整团的面粉都发起来，我在主里面亦都好信你们一定不会有疑心，但是搅扰你们的无论是哪个，他们必须承担一个的罪名。各位弟兄姊妹，如果我今天仍然要传割礼的话，为什么我仍然要受逼迫呢？如果是这样的话，那十字架讨厌的地方就根本没有了。我恨不得那些搅扰你们的人好将自己去割绝。弟兄姊妹，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是你们不可以将自己的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心去互相服侍，因为律法都已经全部包括在爱人如己一句说话里面了。 你们要谨慎，如果你们相咬相吞，只怕你们一定会彼此消灭了。
Sometimes when we use the term fallen from grace,
有时呢，当我哋会用从恩典里面堕落呢一个嘅词语嘅时候，
we mean that the person has lost his or her salvation.
意思就系话有人会失去救恩。
There are people who believe that a true Christian can lose his or her salvation.
有人认为一个真正嘅基督徒会有机会失去救恩。
But that runs contrary to the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
这个讲法和耶稣在约翰福音第六章里面所讲的说话有矛盾。
Those whom the Father has given me, said Jesus, I will lose none.
耶稣说，我父所赐给我的，叫我一个都不会失落。
Oh, to be sure.
好，那最肯定是什么呢？
The scripture exhorts us to fulfill our salvation in fear and trembling.
圣经这样去告诫我们，他说呢，要恐惧战惊成全救恩。
But those who are saved will always fulfill their salvation with fear and trembling.
但是那些已经得救的人，竟然为什么还要整天都恐惧战惊成全救恩呢？
There are Christians who live a life that is lacking in joy, peace, and hope.
点解有啲基督徒生活会缺乏喜乐、平安同埋盼望呢？
Why?
点解呢？我哋要问嘅系点解呢？
Simply because they do not know from day to day whether they will go to heaven or not.
因为咧，好简单，就系佢哋根本每日。度过的时候都不知道自己能不能够去上到天堂。
I knew a man whose father belonged to such a church.
我认识一个人，他的父亲是属于某一个人的教会。
It was a church that taught that you could fall in and out of grace.
这间教会的教导就是说，你所得到的恩典会随时失去的。
Depending on your conduct at a given moment.
这个恩典是在乎呢，你在某个时候你某个行为是怎样
的。But that's a different subject.
但是呢，虽然呢，我很想讲，但是因为这个已经离题了，所以讲不到了。
These people who have been brought up in legalism will probably struggle with it for a long time.
那些自小信奉律法主义的人呢，很可能要挣扎很长的时间的。
A famous man once said,
例如呢，有一个很出名的人曾经这么讲过，
I repudiated legalism intellectually and theologically in 1946.
我呢，在1946年呢，已经从理性和神学否定了律法主义。
But in 1982, I'm still wrestling with it emotionally.
但是在1982年那时呢，我仍然在情感上面不断挣扎。
When the Apostle Paul was using the term fallen from grace,
当使徒保罗使用从恩典堕落啊，这一句说话的时候呢，
Paul did not mean that a Christian would lose his or her salvation because he or she had fallen into sin.
这个意思呢，并不是说基督徒会因为犯罪而失去救恩。
And that no amount of repentance would help them.
甚至啊，去忏悔都无济于事。
Why is that?
为什么会是这样样呢？
Because it is the grace of God that saves us.
因为是上帝的恩典救了我们。
It is the grace of God that forgives us and sustains us.
是因为上帝的恩典去宽恕我们，要扶持我们。
The grace of God will ultimately take us to glory.
我们知道是上帝的恩典会在最后的时候带到我们去到荣耀当中。
Listen very carefully because this is important.
嗱，让我哋去仔细去听下，因为呢样嘢咧好重要嘅。
Legalism says，
律法主义系点样讲呢？
You are not saved by God's grace alone。
你并唔系单单靠恩典得救。
But rather by keeping certain external rules as well。
但系咧，亦都要持守某一啲外在嘅规条。
Legalism tells you the clothes that you should wear。
律法主义会话你今日要着乜嘢衫。
Legalism tells you the type of music that you should listen to。
律法主义会话你今日要听乜嘢嘅音乐。
Legalism tells you the style of worship that you must use。
律法主义会话你今日要点样去崇拜。
Legalism tells you the length of the dress that you must wear。
律法主义会话俾你听你要着几长嘅裙。
Legalism tells you the proper length of your hair。
律法主义会话俾你听你条头发要几长。
Legalism controls every facet of our lives。
律法主义啊，系控制住我哋生活嘅各个方面。
There are people even today who believe that you can only please God by observing these external rules and rituals。
但系最有趣嘅系，今日啊，仍然有人相信要守住呢一啲外在嘅规条同埋礼仪，先可以讨上帝嘅喜悦噶噃。
We saw in the last broadcast how we are saved by grace alone。
我哋喺上次嘅节目当中睇到，我哋得救咧系单靠上帝嘅恩典。
Through faith alone，
我哋要单单咁样借住信心。
We saw that even our faith is not of our making, but it is God's gift to us。
我哋甚至睇到啊，甚至连信心都唔系出于我哋自己，乃系由上帝所赐噶。
We heard what Paul said in Ephesians 2。
我哋听到保罗喺以弗所书第二章里面讲啊
，that we were dead in sin and trespasses。
我哋已经死咗喺过犯同埋罪恶之中。
And dead people cannot believe。
而死咗嘅人佢都唔可以去相信上帝。
Therefore, God breathed His faith in us。
所以上帝将佢嘅信心吹喺我哋里面。
In order that we may be able to receive the grace of God。
为咗要让我哋能够去接受上帝亲自赐下嘅恩典。
You know, there's a story that I'd like to use as an illustration here.
我今日咧喺呢度想同大家分享一个故事，做少少嘅解释。
There was a man who was giving his testimony in a legalistic church.
有一个人喺一间提倡律法主义嘅教会里面做见证。
The church believed that God did his part.
呢个教会相信上帝尽咗佢嗰部分嘅责任。
But the people also had to do their part to earn their salvation.
但是人都要做人应该做的事来赚取救恩。
In other words, they believed that salvation was some kind of a corporate effort.
换句话讲话，他们相信救恩是靠人和上帝的合作和努力。
And this man got up to give his testimony.
那这个人就行前做见证啦。
He gave all the glory to God and the grace of God.
他将一切归荣耀给上帝和上帝的恩典。
He never once claimed that he did anything to deserve God's grace.
他从来都不宣称自己做过什么事是配得上帝的恩典的。
Then the pastor stood up and said to the man,
跟着个教会的牧师就站起身跟那个人说了。
You told us about the grace of God in your life, but what about your part?
你就对我们说过啊，上帝在你的生命里面有很多赐给你的恩典嘛，但是你做了什么啊？
And the man replied,
跟着那个人是怎样去回答呢？
Oh yes, I did, but let me repeat it for you.
啊，是的，我曾经做过一些，在这里让我为你复述一次啊。
For more than 30 years, I ran away from God as fast as my sin could carry me.
我在之前的30多年，我都犯罪，去远离神，想离开神，越快越好啊。
That was my part.
这件事就是我做过的咯。
But God took out after me and ran me down.
但是上帝紧紧地追住我，将我捉住。
That was his part.
这个就是他做的事了。
Please listen carefully, my listening friend.
听众朋友在这里想你仔细地听清楚。
To fall into sin and experience God's grace and forgiveness when we repent is not falling from grace.
犯罪跌倒之后悔改经历上帝的恩典和宽恕并不是从恩典里面堕落。
To fall into sin and in genuine repentance ask for God's grace and forgiveness is not falling from grace.
你曾经犯罪过跌倒过但是你愿意真诚悔改求上帝的恩典和宽恕这样你并不是从恩典里面堕落。
So what is falling from grace all about then?
那什么才是从恩典里面堕落呢？
Falling from grace is when you cease to believe that only God's grace can save you.
从恩典里面堕落就是说当你停止相信单靠上帝的恩典才可以救你。
Falling from grace is when you trust in some rule or a man-made regulation to get you to heaven.
从恩典里面堕落就是当你相信要遵守某一些规则或者人所定的规条才能够帮助你上天堂。
Falling from grace is when you believe that salvation is in a certain church.
从恩典里面堕落就是当你相信救恩只能够在某间教会里面才找得到。
Falling from grace is when you believe that salvation comes from following a certain dogma.
我们从恩典里面堕落其实就是说到当你以为得到救恩的方法就是进行某些教义。
Falling from grace is when you believe that salvation depends on observing certain decorum.
如果你相信要得着救恩要奉行某些礼仪这样你就是从恩典里面堕落了。
Falling from grace is when you add something else to the grace of God to give you God's favor.
而当你在上帝所赐给你的恩典上面再加多些东西这样你就是在恩典里面堕落了。
Why?
为什么我会讲这么多这些东西呢？
Because God's grace is precious unmerited favor.
因为上帝的恩典是宝贵的是我们不配得的恩惠。
God can give you his grace right now.
上帝这一刻就能够赐恩典给你。
Not because you deserve it.
并不是因为你配得。
Not because you can earn it.
不是因为你能够赚取。
Not because you can be good enough to receive it.
并不是因为你是做得好而得着
But because he freely gives it.
乃是因为上帝那种白白的牺牲和白白的赐予。
Will you ask God for his grace today?
今日你愿不愿意去求上帝的恩典呢?
He promised that no one who will ask for his grace will be turned down.
他应许过凡亲向他求恩典的人，他永远都不会拒绝。
You have God's own assurance of this.
你今日就得着上帝亲自的保证。
He said,
他这样讲过，
Seek and you shall find.
寻找的就必定寻见。
Knock and it shall be open unto you.
叩门的就为你去开门。
Will you ask him today for his grace?
今日你会不会去求上帝的恩典呢？
Your eternity is dependent on this grace.
你的永生就是在乎在这个恩典上面。
God wants to give it to you.
上帝很愿意将这个恩典赐给你的。
Will you humble yourself and receive it?
只是你会不会懂得去谦卑自己去接受这一份的恩典呢？
Because you have to ask for it.
因为你要去求问上帝。
And he will give it to you.
上帝就会将这份恩典去赐给你。
And I want you to tune in next time.
我好希望你能够下次继续收听。
When we will look more closely at this legalism that Paul warns against.
我们呢会更加详细去看看保罗怎样去警告我们不要效法那些的律法主义。
And we're going to look at the power of grace that can free you from this legalism.
我们也都会看看恩典究竟有几大能力能够将我们从律法主义当中释放出来呢？
不朽的十字架是我的依靠，世人看为羞耻，我看为珍宝。因着耶稣牺牲，神与我和好，十字架是我的荣耀。背起我的十字架，天路我奔跑，世人看为愚拙，我看为荣耀。不为魔鬼控告，不怕人嘲笑，耶稣基督作我中宝。十字架是我的荣耀，我向黑暗世界来宣告，十字架是我的荣耀，我梦救赎恩典的记号。神与我和好，十字架是我的荣耀。十字架是我的荣耀，我向黑暗世界来宣告，十字架是我的荣耀，我梦救赎
Oh
十字架就是我们的荣耀，十字架是我们的荣耀，祂要带领我们到我们的行程，十字架亦都要成为我们背起的一个很重要的标记，在这一条天路上面，为我们的导向，亦都为了我们的成为我们的旗帜，这样我们一起学习怎样去背起这个十字架，亦都靠着十字架的能力将我们的罪去洗清洁，使到我们的人生不需要再去效法律法主义，能够自由这样从上帝的恩典里面得着平安、喜乐和盼望。在这里我万峰和麦克牧师很愿意成为你的天路的同行者，能够同你一起去走进天国的荣耀里面。在这里如果你想同我们去分享你曾经所面对过的失意，或者起起伏伏，或者任何的疑难查询都好，欢迎你呢写信来到香港九龙大有街，香港九龙九条龙，大小的大，有冇的有，街大有街一号十楼，咁呢写信来到香港九龙大有街一号十楼，或者电邮 liangyou@liangyou 良友的汉语拼音点 net 良友 at 良友 .net， 欢迎你写信来到给我们，给我万峰千千万万的万，攀越高峰的峰，或者麦克牧师迈向前方克服困难，欢迎你和我们联络，愿上帝赐福给你，使你能够真正靠着祂的恩典，靠着祂十字架的恩典和十字架的荣耀，我们不要夸自己，只是夸我们的十字架。在这里和你说再见。